This is WCRB in concert with Mistral. Flutist Julie Skolnick realized a dream 20 years ago when she created a series of chamber music concerts. While she played with the area's best orchestras, her passion grew for music making on an intimate scale. And now, with a core group of world-class players and select guest artists, Julie Skolnick and Mistral are an essential part of the lives of an ever-growing audience, offering them a seat just feet away from what she calls the fervent musical conversation. I'm Kathy Fuller. Tonight, WCRB in Concert brings you to St. Paul's Church in Brookline to hear two of Mistral's concerts from their 20th anniversary season, music from their annual Baroque Big Band concert, and from a program called Love in the Belle Époque, full of the sensuous sounds of Fauré, Duparc, and Debussy. If you ask Julie Skolnick why she's so involved with music that calls for only a few players, she's quick to answer.
The beauty of chamber music is that no one is waving a stick in front of us and telling us how to interpret a piece. We're relying on ensemble and intonation and pieces of the puzzle fitting together by listening to each other. We have to know how the pieces fit together. So that's what makes it so much fun.
And when it comes to Vivaldi, the pieces fit together in a really satisfying way. Guest violinist Alexi Kenny joined members of Mistral and harpsichordist Ian Watson for Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in B Minor on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you. Thank you. violinist Alexi Kenny with the chamber music ensemble Mistral, joined by harpsichordist Ian Watson, Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in B minor here on WCRB in concert. Kenny won the coveted Avery Fisher Career Grant last year. 23 years old, he's from Palo Alto, California, and he is in the Artist Diploma Program now at New England Conservatory. Well, the Baroque Big Band concert that we're dipping into happens every year with Mistral, and Artistic Director Julie Skolnick programs it to kind of cover a real emotional range. So she included a piece that Bach wrote for solo keyboard. He called it his Italian Concerto. And the slow movement is a long spun-out melody in the right hand over haunting harmonies in the left hand. Julie just loves it so much, she plays it on the flute.
My audience members who don't happen to know the Italian Concerto said, I can't believe that piece wasn't written for flute or oboe or some other singing instrument. It works so well.
Flutist Julie Skolnick with members of her chamber ensemble Mistral, the Andante movement from Bach's keyboard masterpiece, the Italian Concerto, arranged for flute and strings by Robert Stallman. Well, that sets the stage for another touching piece by Bach with guest artist baritone David McFerrin from Bach's Cantata 82, I Have Enough. I've taken the Savior, the hope of the righteous, into my eager arms. I have enough. I have beheld him. My faith has pressed Jesus to my heart. Now I wish, even today, with joy, to depart from here.
Oh!
baritone David McFerrin, joining members of Mistral, violinists Gabriela Diaz and Alexi Kenny, and flutist Julie Skolnick. Bach's aria Ich habe genug, I have enough, from his Cantata 82. David grew up in Western Massachusetts. His degrees are from the Cincinnati College Conservatory and the Juilliard School, a second-place winner in the Met Opera National Council auditions, and a regular soloist with the Renaissance ensemble Blue Heron. I'm Kathy Fuller. It's WCRB In Concert with Mistral, celebrating 20 years of chamber music performances under the direction of flutist Julie Skolnick. I chatted with Julie Skolnick about Mistral and about her devotion to chamber music, and you'll find it on our podcast, The Answered Question. Look for it at classicalwcrb.org. This concert is devoted to the Baroque Big Band, and next, a staple for harpists everywhere, Handel's Harp Concerto. Here's harpist Inez Dorovetsky with members of Mistral on In Concert here on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
Handel's Harp Concerto, written as an intermission piece for his setting of the ode Alexander's Feast, an homage to the power of music. Harpist Ina Zdorovetsky with members of Mistral, part of their 20th anniversary season celebration. Ina is a regular member of Mistral. She teaches at Boston Conservatory and at New England Conservatory and Wellesley College, and she founded the Boston Harp Festival. I'm Kathy Fuller. The other players on this Mistral Baroque Big Band concert were Gabriela Diaz, Alexi Kenny, and Irina Murashanu, violins, Dmitry Murat, viola, Jan Muller-Sheroff's cello, and Donald Palma, bass. Coming up, a dip into a world of a whole different color, a concert called Love in the Belle Époque, when WCRB In Concert with Mistral continues.